Well, once again, here in Kansas City, Missouri, at the 2015 Animal Ag Alliance, and Brian Klimpenstein, Executive Director for Protect the Harvest, is here, and he's a fellow Missourian. As he talked to us about the supply and some ag policies states across the country are facing. So first of all, Brian, tell me a little bit about your background in agriculture.
Well, I grew up on a beef cattle farm in northwest Missouri. My parents served 50 states with registered beef cattle, sold semen, embryos, and live cattle, and in addition to 24 countries abroad. And then I left the country and went to the big city in Washington, D.C., worked for Senator Kip Bond for 17 years and Senator Roy Blunt for another 2 years.
Well, tell me a little bit about the background of Protect the Harvest and who it actually serves.
Protect the Harvest began in the year 2010 when some activist groups brought millions of dollars and some bad policy to Missouri to put it on the ballot before the voters. They were telling their story, and the producers weren't telling their story. As far as who we serve, we work with agricultural producers, but the people we serve ultimately are the consumers. We have 7 billion people right now, and there are going to be 9 billion people. Even in my lifetime, we have to double the world's food supply, producers do, in the next 35 years. And we have to double the world's food supply using fewer resources, less land, less water, less energy, smaller carbon footprint. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of technology, a lot of modernized practices and unity. Yet, unfortunately, technology is made out as the enemy. Hunger's the enemy, not technology.
Protect the Harvest has worked with states across the country, California's Ag, Missouri's Right to Farm, Oklahoma's fight with HSUS, or all of our fights with HSUS and PETA. Looking into the future, what states are you working with, and where are the questions being asked and the money being spent in those anti-ag issues?
Where we're working, we just finished a successful ballot initiative in Missouri with a narrow victory in Missouri, and that was on the heels of a North Dakota farming rights amendment to their constitution. It is now, after action that was taken in Oklahoma, it's on the ballot before the voters for next year in the fall of 2016. We're also very active and concerned with the model, what's going on in California. It's a long story, but you essentially have California state government dictating farming practices, not just in California, but across the country. It's probably unconstitutional, which is the reason Attorney General Koster is leading a bipartisan group of attorneys general, seven of them, suing California. They're currently in federal court. We anticipate federal legislation to remedy that because we simply can't have 50 different states led by California dictating national agricultural policy. That was a role reserved for the United States federal government, and properly so.
Well, you comment, or in your comments today, you I quoted you as saying, to win an argument, you have to make it. Elaborate on that.
Those in agriculture who produce are so good at many things. They're good at producing food. They're good at caring for their land, caring for their animals. What they're not particularly good at is self-promotion. Modesty used to be a virtue. It's not anymore. We have to tell our story much better. And unfortunately, part of the environment is the well is poisoned, because the people who oppose technology, the people who are standing in the way of us feeding ourselves in the world, are very aggressive, and they get paid very well. And they don't, they're a single issue outfit, almost all of them, and the collateral impacts, hunger, or the price of eggs doubling or tripling for the in cost for the poor, for the quarter of the people in California who are in poverty, those are consequences they don't concern themselves with. We have to talk about them.
Strategies for the future, as far as Protect the Harvest goes, but for also the farmers, ranchers across the country growing the product.
Well, it goes back to what you quoted before, and that was we have to tell the story because it's a good story. We have probably never been better by almost every metric, and tomorrow is going to be better than today. Every farmer wakes up that I have known my entire life and tries to figure out how to do better, how to do more, and how to do more with less. It's very dynamic. We've got 40,000 food items on the grocery store. The consumer's never had it better. You can get the most expensive specialty item at the grocery store or a safe, low-cost item for those who can't afford it. It's a tremendous story that needs to be told. We're serving consumers from top to bottom worldwide.
Well, you can't tell your story often enough, and we've heard it a lot here today and throughout the industry. Once again, talking with Brian Klimenstein, Executive Director for Protect the Harvest. I'm Jamie Johansson here in Kansas City.